government will start the progressively free education next year at a cost of 42 million Ghana cedis. The policy will start with 367,555 day students. Deputy Minister of Education Samuel Okudzeto Ablakwa, who announced this, gave a firm assurance of a smooth takeoff of the policy.
It is going to cost the nation 42,747,809.50 Ghana cedis. And this is for 367,565 day students. Remember that Article 25 of the Constitution talks about progressive free SHS on the availability of resources and funds. So we are commencing with the day students, and there are 367,565 day students in our country. So this figure represents how much they will spend absorbing the fees that day students pay currently.
The question is, looking at the budget, you seeking to spend about 41.4 billion. Now, out of the amount, we are talking of 33.9 billion, which we are sure of getting internally. We are going to depend on international donors for about 1.3 billion, and then you'll be doing borrowing internally 7.6 billion. How sure are we that we're going to get this money, looking at previous experiences? For instance, schools in the northern part of the country, feeding grants always do delay. Are we not going to face the same thing?
It is a very important question you have asked, and I believe that it will all boil down to the political will. As President Mahama has said, he is very committed to implementing the 1992 constitutional provision.
Meanwhile, a ranking member of the Parliamentary Select Committee on Education, Professor Dominic Phobi, expressed doubts about the viability of the project. He said already government is facing challenges in implementing basic policies in the education sector.
I would have expected that problems like late payment of capitation grant or arrears, wide arrears of capitation grant payments, debt fund, which has been depleted totally. And as a result of that, many of the sector's institutional agencies are unable to perform their roles and functions. All these are put right, and the allowances of teachers, including, of course, this issue of pension fund for teachers, which government has to supplement and so on and establish, all these need to be attended to properly so that work will not be disrupted.